On another day, chasing the losers away. On another day, chasing the losers away.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the studio. We are here. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to Carolyn and Joe Show! Hey, 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 hey. Straight out of the Astraea Studios. My name's Joe Carabe. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, writer, whatever you want to call me. And across me on the studio today, and always, is a lovely, super talented, best person I've ever met in my whole life, Carolyn. How's it going, Carolyn?
Going great.
Going great!
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Dude.
Everything is cool when you're part of this team. Yeah, because we have a special guest completing our team today, and that will be Mr. Patrick Michael Strange.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, people? Thank you so much. I love y'all. Y'all are so beautiful and so awesome.
You guys, you are, man.
Everything is
you
awesome.
You're doing it, man. You're doing it.
Trying to be like Strange. Y'all, man. I am inspired by these folks right here, people. Let me tell you. If now, you haven't seen their work, it's beautiful.
You've been on podcasts before, have you?
Yes,
or is this
sir.
Your first time? All right, cool.
Yes, sir.
You've been a veteran of this game.
He's like a TV personality. He knows what it's like.
I do a little bit. A little something. Trying to be like y'all still, man.
There's no way.
Well, we should just put it out there that Patrick is the organizer and host of a web show called New Release Wednesday. So check that out,
please.
Yeah, man. And this show is coming out on Wednesday.
It'll be a new release.
It'll be a new release, man.
The NR dub on
That's
the Carolyn
right.
and Joe show
That's
on Wednesday,
right.
y'all. Check it out.
Hope everything's going well with you, man. I see you're rocking the Hydra today.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're on the bad side? Is that what's happening?
I just think it'll look cool.
You just want to look cool?
It's fresh. Sometimes the villains get the cool stuff, y'all.
They do get the cool
stuff.
You
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Batman has the cool toys, but as you know, sometimes you got to rock out with the cool logo.
You got to rock that.
The Hydra has. And, you know, they do have some fun, and they get to wear black. I think I look better in black.
You think so?
You know.
Are you a color person? You like wearing lots of... Only black, then. Only black.
Is it because black is more slimming?
I will say that.
Is that what
I ain't going to lie, because I haven't exactly been working it out in a while. But yeah, black...
Yeah, I'm getting your pump in.
And plus, it's rock and roll, you know what I'm saying? I think Simon Cowell, though, kind of took it away from me, because I was rocking, like, the black V-necks
for a while.
And then he came out with it, and then I'm like, you know what? I got to do that, too.
Dude, I can totally picture you on that.
I would love to
a show like that where you're like a guest.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I don't know.
You just sit up there and judge people.
Well, I don't mind giving tips to help make it better. I who am I to judge anybody? You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to do it just like they are.
Uh-huh.
But if I can help anyone improve their performance, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Totally.
But you would do it, but you wouldn't do it so scoldingly, and you wouldn't.
Not as mean as Simon Cowell, but you know, Simon Cowell does get a bad rap, though. He's only doing what he's doing and saying what he's saying to make them better.
Yeah.
You know, so I really respect that.
I mean, sometimes, have you seen Whiplash? That movie, Whiplash?
Oh, yes.
Is it like,
great movie.
You think it's like that? Where you pushing them?
Yeah,
pushing
how far,
the drummer?
How far do you push?
That was a little much.
That's not my tempo.
That was a little much, but that was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He still went all out for it at the end. My man Miles Teller. To still try and make it and just, yeah.
I mean, now it's a bigger uphill battle.
Hardcore.
It's a bigger uphill battle for Miles now because of Fantastic Four.
Man, for everybody, let me say this, for everybody that's knocking Fantastic Four right now.
I haven't
now,
seen it yet, so I can't
They
judge.
Haven't even seen it yet.
That's,
Where, let me see your ticket.
That's
you
the,
didn't
that's,
see it.
That's the love. We're going to have to continue this conversation after Carolyn's news because that's an awesome conversation I would like to, if we remember it. But Carolyn, what's the news?
Yes. Okay, guys. So last weekend we had the Cartoons Art Closing Reception. That was amazing. And coming up, oh my gosh, time is just flying by. Like, August is, we're already like halfway through August. I can't believe it. And in basically a month is Small Press Expo. In case you guys haven't heard about this, this is SPX. This is where all the indie and independent comics collide and it's just such an amazing time where you see a lot of unique voices. And it's an amazing show in Bethesda, Maryland. So if you're anywhere close by, please try to check that out. That's this is September 19th and 20th, Small Press Expo. And Joe and I will be there, and they just released the floor plan. I haven't even looked at it yet, but I'm aware it's released, and they also announced the Ignatz Awards nominees, which is amazing. And I'm not on that list, but that's okay, because I want to say congrats to everyone that is acknowledged for the work that they're making. Also, the following weekend, September 25th, 26th, and 27th, is Baltimore Comic Con. That's another amazing show. Like, again, so close by, Baltimore, Maryland. It's so amazing we have all these shows within, like, an hour's of our DMV area. It's so amazing. But Baltimore is like a traditional comic book show. It's mostly solely focused on comics. I did hear they are having media guests this year. Like, they have a couple people from Arrow. So Arrow's all over the place, including WWE. And that's, man, Baltimore's getting huge too. And then a few weeks in between that, then we hit October. We're already into the fall, and Joe and I are going to be at New York Comic Con, which is like the ultimate mecca of East Coast comics. It's huge.
Patrick,
it's
are you going to be there? Are you going to go to New York?
I submitted my press badge at the very last minute, the final day. I got the email, hey, you need to sign up now. So I haven't yet to hear back yet. They said, yeah, there's some
kind of deadline.
Did
they give you a date?
Yeah, there's a time, so.
At least, all right. As long
still
as you
have some time
in.
To let me know. Hopefully I can go there and hang out with you.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you there. So that's in October. That's 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's a four-day show. It's amazing, and it's such a huge show, and it's really great. Like, there's nothing else like New York Comic Con. It's massive. It's intense, and it's a good place to be. And then also on October 31st, which is Halloween, which is a Saturday, come to Cartoonist Draw Blood. It's a blood drive that I'm organizing. And it's a good time. It's a lot of local artists. They'll come draw for you, and you donate a pint of blood to the American Red Cross. Don't worry, no cartoonist will actually be stabbing you. That's not for real.
I'll never understand why people would think that.
No. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, it's all done through American Red Cross. I organized this event with them and found the venue and got everything rolling with them. And this is going to be our third edition, if I remember correctly. So we do it every year. And this year is going to be amazing because it's on Halloween. And we're drawing blood. And it's just going to be spooky. We're gonna do outfits. We're gonna jazz it up. It's gonna be a good time. So come on out
totally awesome.
Cartoonist Draw Blood. If you have any questions or anything that I've, you know, talked about, you wanna get more involved, you can reach out to me at info@curls-studio.com. And always pay attention to the blog or anything else for updates. I just also wrapped up a few episodes back. You might remember Sammy, our intern for Curl Studio this summer. She had her last day here this past weekend, and, you know, she's going to head off to SVA, and we're going to release a mini comic together, and that will be released at Small Press Expo, so look out on the blog for information about that. I'll give you a heads up. The title is called Little Red Monster. That's pretty much the news.
Sweet.
I want to check that out.
I feel like I had a lot of news this week.
You do have a lot of news.
A lot of stuff.
Do you have any news, Patrick? You got any? You got the Kozlov, right?
I got a rack of stuff. Going
you got.
On
you got to tell. Talk about tell the all. World about the Kozlov, because that's a. Did you start that?
I did. About a year and a half ago, I think it was like when we officially organized. But we've been around for forever.
What's the main motivation or what's the inspiration for Kozlov?
Well, it started out. I'm on a show called Fantastic Forum. Yeah. Shout out to Yuli Campbell, who I saw was on the show as well here.
Yeah.
And
he was like, oh, yes, I'm on the show.
he totally has a radio voice.
Great voice.
Well, yes, Joe, you know, it's a, well, he's awesome.
He has that voice, yes.
He is the
great Ulysses Campbell. Shout out to my man. While working on the Fantastic Forum show, I would do a lot of the events with Yuli and interview a lot of cosplayers and got really tight with a lot of them and found out from a lot of them that some of them are servicemen. And met Harry Crossland, met Wendell Smith, met Brian Gregory, all former military.
Yeah.
With exception of Harry. We kind of joke he did do like a military ROTC in college.
Now I have no idea what that even means.
ROTC?
ROTC.
ROTC what?
What is, I forgot the acronym for ROTC. See, it's that, like a military when you're in school.
Yeah. It's like, and then like they help pay for your college if you're in military.
See, I represent the people who don't know these things. So we can educate them at the same time.
Educate everybody.
Yeah.
So they kind of give you like military training and okay. education while you're in college or high school and stuff like that. But these guys, former servicemen, now in a different kind of a costume, a superhero costume, yeah. and cosplaying.
Yeah.
And they also like to do events at schools and hospitals and charity events. And I was doing that with my aunt who is at Howard University Hospital.
Yeah.
We would do a lot of events for the patients and all that. Like one Christmas, I spent my Christmas as Santa Claus.
Oh, cool.
You know, to just cheer up the people in the hospital. You know, it's all about doing good. And they were doing much the same. And we thought last year to organize and take it to another level. And after VGU, Video Gamers United Convention, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in D.C., I threw up a heart to the guys as I was leaving out.
Yeah.
And kind of that epiphany of doing the heart sign with your hands was like, ha-ha!
Yeah.
So I showed the love to my cosplayer friends.
That's like a love gang symbol, you know.
Yeah, we kind of like taking it over now.
Yeah.
And from that grew on to my wife. She is the director of special events for Operation Homefront, which services our military families and children while they're undergoing treatment, and just all of that. They do a lot of amazing things for our military families, and we wanted to do events for them. And then American Red Cross, that you're doing amazing work with that, and actually I'm setting something up with an event coming up soon that I'll talk about. And just you know, giving jackets during the winter time that passed, we did stuff. We're doing everything that we can, however we can help. And
it's almost like it's real life superheroes in a way too, you know.
Yeah.
Our slogan is, don't just dress like a hero, be a hero.
Yeah.
And we want to give back, and that's what it's all about.
I think that's such a cool visual too.
Thank you.
Because there's a thing where, you know, with cosplayers these days, it's like, okay, we can just dress up, and it's almost in a way, you know, it's just for their own fun and vanity and just, yeah, being fans.
Yeah.
But it's also like you take to that next level, and you're like, you're everything you do now with the Coslove stuff is, you know, heroic.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? That's wanting to dress up and be a hero and be these characters, unless someone's dressing like a villain. I don't know.
That works too.
A big thing I saw as well. We have our villains in our right. too. And, you know, they show their Coslove as well. But I know, as fans of yourselves, when we go to these conventions, you know, I used to write published comics like yourselves.
Yeah.
And seeing these cosplayers and these kids' interactions, you know, it's just, you know, some of them don't think that they can do even more with that by mm-hmm. going to schools and hospitals and events and stuff like that. Because these kids are blown away. You are Superman when they see you at that show. And
yeah.
they want to take a picture with you. Do that, you know, we can also do that here at this.
Have you done any local hospitals?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I might be in touch with you, because
we can definitely make something happen. I'm getting some children's hospital
yeah,
events together.
That's what I want to do.
There's another event, the Jill's House, with kids that suffer from autism.
Okay.
That we've got lined up. We're rocking and rolling.
Because I know NCS is doing a lot of stuff, like, with all the children's hospital stuff. So there is, like, an initiative there. But the DC chapter has only done the blood drive. So, okay. And, like, that's a lot of work.
I've got your contacts, girl.
Yeah. That's a lot of work to put on, like, just me, because I do a lot of it. And we have help with Troy now, but I started the first one. And then,
okay.
So now I have, like, one person that's co-chairing with me on that. So that's very helpful. But it's really hard when, like, we both have full-time jobs and then other stuff we're doing and
yeah.
then other stuff we're doing. And then we're also doing the blood drive.
Girl, so, you preach
know,
into the choir right there.
You know what,
just
what that's
to,
all
make
about.
It all, yes.
But, yeah, so NCS is also doing, well, they're close with the St. Jude, which is in Memphis.
Oh, nice.
Tennessee. I think they also have a lot of hospitals in Nashville, so that section of Tennessee is like really covered with their efforts.
Okay.
But I don't think DC has been very covered as much as it could be.
Okay. Well, so. we can make this happen. Y'all are hearing it right now, folks.
Yeah.
Breaking news right here, man. Uniting
Cost
the fronts,
love
man.
And National Cartoonist Society. We're gonna rock this. Curl Studios.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this.
So let's get back to it, man. Fantastic Four. I have not seen the movie. We're
oh,
just talking about Miles.
Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan, Kate Mara.
See, when I saw this, when I saw any type of writing towards Fantastic Four, you know, I was going to go see it. I have not seen it. But, like, instantly when it became, like, this unanimous, like, just don't go see it.
Panned
it was like, don't even bother.
Don't even try
it.
And then, like, the director, yeah. What's his name? I forgot his name. Trank?
Yeah, Josh Trank.
He directed Chronicle, and I really enjoyed Chronicle.
Yeah, I
you
did
know?
As well.
I was like, wow, that's as close as you're going to get to even, like, Akira or something like that, you
yeah.
know? But then all the reviews, and then he was like, he just, you know, he stepped away from the movie too.
Yeah.
Where he turned his, you know, he
you can
covered his ass.
See it. in what he wanted to do. The final third act is where it just loses it all.
I felt bad for the actors, though, because like the whole time when promoting it...
They deserved more.
Whenever actors, like, because you're an actor too.
Yes.
And like, to me, it's like they don't get the chance. I don't know unless they've already seen it, but they feel like something's happening on the movie. You know, like, I feel like we're making something great here.
Yeah.
And then when it gets like horrible reviews, I'm just like, oh, it's like now everyone's like, well, you just said it was a great movie, but it's not a great movie. Yeah. It's like, how must that feel at the same time? So I felt bad for those guys.
Yeah.
Because I bet they did a great job. They're all great actors. Oh, yeah.
They really deserved more. Again, like I said, the first, half of the film is amazing, but then like after Doom and it's just completely rushed, they do what Hollywood does, well, what Fox does,
yeah.
You know, they got that rep for kind of just
like constantly, even what comes back to Firefly and all that stuff back in the day.
You have to say it's legitimate. You can just see from the body of work that they've kind of did.
I have not seen it, so I'm gonna base it on just what I've read of this, because like
I've seen worse superhero films.
Well, the first trailer of Fantastic Four, well, the first one, when it was like slow and more mysterious and more scientific, I was like, this could be something special and new, you know what I mean? So I was totally down with it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like the last, say like the last 2 weeks where they started releasing a different trailer or different commercial,
mm-hmm.
and then it was more like poppy fresh, and I was like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah.
I had some nerves towards that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hearing the news that people were taking, that, you know, the reshoots, even though I was already hearing news, there's the reshoots about that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I see something's happening. But, mm-hmm. You know, you don't know until people respond to the movie. Now, taking consideration, if it's 50-50 of a movie, and people are like, oh, you know, I don't really get this, you know, it has to at least be 50-60, like good or bad. But damn, that was like 95% was against that.
I
haven't seen it though, and you slam on people also for not seeing it and doing it. But that's how
I'm afraid. I don't want to act like I'm totally defending it as well.
What's worse than it? Oh, so people can measure that.
Man Thing.
Man.
The Nick Fury with David Hasselhoff.
You're digging these deep ones. Man.
The second Ghost Rider with early Nicolas 90s. Cage. That actually was the first comic book film that I saw in the theater that put me to sleep.
Really?
The second one. And I had high hopes because it had my man Idris Elba in it.
Yeah.
And it put me to sleep. But
so those are the ones that are worse than
those
that.
Those are worse than that.
Those are in the same category as that or worse.
Yeah. Yeah, there are worse films than Fantastic Four. I thought it was decent until the third act.
Well, but you know, you have to send them home with something, right? You know what I mean? It's the same as when you watch a fight and you're like, man, that main event wasn't any good. Like, you watch the whole night, you ordered like a pay-per-view to watch the fight, and you're like, that main event sucked. It's like, that's the last thing people remember.
True. I have to say, I think the reason everybody wanted to pan it because they didn't listen to the fans in a way as well. And so I think this was finally a moment for fans to step up and say, you know, because they were on the loop of everything, that we're not going to pay money if you're going to keep on giving us a scrap fest and not listen to us.
I mean, that makes sense,
do what
right?
you want to do. And so I'm actually happy that it went down that way. But for the people that were involved and for the cast, and, you know, because we know as filmmakers and actors and stuff like that, you know, they gave their time. It's not their fault that they were given this. And Josh Trank, who wanted to make a good film. You know, this is a blemish on his record now.
And also, like, because also, I from what I read, also, he's been taken away from the, he was supposed to direct the Star Wars.
That's sad.
And then, but they said, because the producer of, one of the producers, now I'm not good with names, one of the producers from X-Men.
Yeah.
Saw he was having erratic behavior on the set of X-Men. Really? So then that message went across to the Disney and Star Wars. Yeah, then they're like, oh, we should take him off of this.
Oh.
And that's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know
personally. I loved Chronicle. Chronicle is a great film. That was Akira.
I thought like that's how it's going to be too. I thought the whole thing of Fantastic Four was going to be like found footage. You know what I mean?
Really?
Or like, you know, handheld, whatever that perspective. So I haven't seen Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But see, that brings up another thing.
That's a really regular narrative, actually.
How do you really, because you have like a lot of people that are just taking people's words for it and slamming things on the internet, but they don't, I always get this. I always read this or I always find this out. People are always running their mouth or typing their mouth, but then they haven't even seen it.
Computer gangsters now. Computer gangsters. People hide behind the keyboard now. And yeah, it's, we're becoming, you can't really hold people accountable. They know that they can't be held accountable because they're keyboard.
Yeah.
That it's, that it, it's the new catfish.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different kind of catfish.
Because I think that's what's, it's interesting you know, having you on, because you make content. You're constantly making content. You have content coming out every week, man. Trying. And then, but then there's always going to be that certain level of people that will criticize anybody who puts themselves out there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what are you, sir, you're just sitting there.
You have to have a, what's the word? You have to be thick skinned. And have a strong backbone to just deal with all of the criticisms and all that. And sometimes I get weak.
Really?
The other week ago, I got real depressed and I put it out, kind of like half-heartedly put it out there.
You got depressed?
Yeah.
Did someone slam on you?
Well, somebody was talking mess about my organization and a former show I used to do and doesn't know anything about what went down.
Do we know that person's credentials? Because that's the only way I can take an opinion. Like, you know, if like someone of importance was like, you blah 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 blah, then your mother and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, he's already an Oscar award winner, something like that. It's like he must mean something, but
he doesn't really have credentials.
See, that's the tough part. Or is if he's doing the same hustle, that's a tough part too.
He's doing the same hustle, and he has a little bit more of a rep in that regard. But it's, I don't know. I just take things a lot more personally than I shouldn't.
Well, it's also because these are your products too.
Yeah, it's not like your passion projects. So it's,
and they poked fun at my charity. And that's, you know, you're crossing the line. That's like my baby, because we're all about doing good.
Yeah. I see nothing wrong with it. It's like, I can't even think about what that would lead to unless you're like making millions of dollars behind the hand. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, if there's like this big secret behind that.
Yeah. I guess I'm getting more sensitive as I get older. I have a little 7-year-old and, you know, I'm trying to set the example for her and be that representation of, you know, of doing good and being an example. And that it hurts me.
Well, I also feel like in a way you have the right to take it personal, because I remember Kevin Smith talking about like when he would get, critics or people or anyone would slam on his films and then say, you shouldn't take it so personal. It's like, well, these movies, these things I have to live with. Like I lived like 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
I can't just throw that away. I lived that. Especially for him, every movie that he puts in is like a personal piece of him.
Yeah.
So it's like slamming on that movie is slamming on him.
I love Jersey Girl.
I love Jersey Girl.
I like it too.
Thank you.
I did like
remember
that
how it was so publicly panned?
Yeah. No, because I think what hurt that was the Jiggly movie that came out before it. Yeah. And a lot of people, I don't even know, Geely or whatever.
Yeah, Ben fucking J-Lo, I think. Yeah.
That movie, I always call it Jiggly because I don't even know. But yeah, I remember. I have not seen it, so...
Yeah, I haven't seen Jiggly.
That's another movie that came out that everyone's like, look at this crap. You know, like it was like a bombardment of everybody shitting on it.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen it. Maybe it's not a good movie, but Jersey Girl came out right after that. And I think they were still dating.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like, I guess through misconception, whatever, like was, they thought that
it was they good thought that, it was popular to hate on him.
Yeah. They thought, first of all, that. And then second of all, a lot of people thought that Kevin Smith actually directed Jiggly and he didn't.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, get your facts right. Mm-hmm. He did Jersey Girl. And then they're like, that still sucks. And I'm like, well,
I'm so thankful
actually,
there's other people besides me that like Jersey Girl.
I like that movie.
I'm a Kevin Smith guy.
Will Smith
he hasn't put a bad product out there.
That's what I believe that. I mean, they might. You can just measure his films in his own world.
Yes. I think people should give Jersey Girl like an actual shot instead of just trashing it. If you haven't seen it yet, like at least just give it a shot. Like I enjoyed it.
I remember when Kevin Smith came to... What's the theater we saw Red State in? The Warner Theater?
Yes.
And one of the questions was, because whenever Kevin Smith does a Q&A, or there's a theme, he uses Jersey Girl as like, that's that pinnacle everyone hates. He's like, is as bad as Jersey Girl? You know, then it became a thing when people were doing Q&A, they're like, why are you always slamming on Jersey Girl? I actually like Jersey Girl, Kevin.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, sometimes you gotta make fun of yourself before people get a chance to do it.
But that's
you
know your I mean? Way to deal with it. Yeah. Just flush it away and just get the joke out there first before everyone else trashes it.
But that's what I like about
that's
Kevin
why
Smith.
I brought it up, because everybody that's his date when he went bad.
That
to me was like his ode to him and as a father with a daughter.
Yeah.
And that's what I see that film as.
And also George Carlin's in it too, as like the dad.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? And Liv Tyler is in it and she runs
a comic
book store.
Scene.
The baby powder scene.
Come on.
We're gonna have to like watch that after I leave here tonight now.
Will Smith
I want to see it.
Is in the movie.
Yeah.
Will Smith does a cameo in a Kevin Smith movie.
Yes.
That's one of like the top like five superstars in a Kevin Smith movie. Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Dogma though, I'm not trying to trash on it, but I like all the Kevin Smith movies, but Dogma is the one for me that I don't know. I just didn't connect with it that as much.
But I enjoyed Dogma because it breaks sort of like what you you know, you're set out to be, you know, it's finding that, like, well, you're supposed to be this.
Maybe I just need to revisit it, like, probably after a few years, because it's been it's been a decade or so. So, like, but I don't know. I like all his other movies a lot.
Mm-hmm. I like because, like, Dogma is also like a road movie.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a cool thing that I like.
I like road movies.
But yeah, like, Kevin Smith seems to be one of those guys that, like, you know, he has a set audience, but then he also has his haters out there. But damn.
But he's trying to say something.
Yeah.
With everything that he does. And I want people, I like people that are trying to speak beyond just entertain. Well, that try to entertain and speak at the same time.
Yeah.
You know,
Patrick, have you seen his latest movie, Tusk?
I have not seen Tusk, but I bought it. And it's sitting there.
It's waiting for you.
Waiting for me to watch it.
No, that happens to me too.
But I heard it's kind of wild out and a little different.
Yeah.
And
but
I'm
you know
down
what is crazy?
That. I like that.
Think about Jersey Girl, and then once you see Tusk, think about Tusk and be like, man, that director has range.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. So now, like, already, I want to watch Jersey Girl again, and I will finally crack open the cellophane off of Tusk and put that in.
Like, I don't understand. Like, it's funny because when I watch Jersey Girl, it's like, I'm completely fine with this. It's a fine movie. I just don't know where it does become a thing.
Maybe it was, like, too cutie or whatever, like, with the baby girl and everything. Maybe some of the people were just like, ugh.
I truthfully,
like, there's some guys out there that really have no desire for kids and stuff. Maybe that's just a certain type of guy.
Some people wanted him
know.
To just be these Jay and Silent Bob.
Dick and fart jokes.
Dick and fart jokes all the time. But people grow up.
But there were dick and fart jokes in that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like how he still kind of sprinkles it in a
you know?
Little bit.
His voice is still in his movies, you know? And like, I don't understand. It is a thing where, you know, it gets trendy to hate on something.
Yes.
And that's great for people who are sheep out there who are just like, okay, let's.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that? Like, I feel like there is a time where people are afraid to say they like something. Say, like, if there's a mass of people who are like, I don't like this. It's like, you know, then it's tough to go to someone who says they dislike a movie and say, actually, I like it. You know, even with anything, really.
You know what?
I feel people with going back to Fantastic Four, like, oh, you like it? And you're just trying to be different now.
Yeah.
So, like, when I posted that on my Facebook, everybody's like, Patrick, I'm going to disown you now. Like, oh, are God. You serious right now?
It's really?
Now we can't be friends.
Yeah. Like, you got to be kidding me.
It's like, that's the that's the layer you're going to take.
Yeah, I wish there was a dislike button now on Facebook. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
I love that that's, and you know, unfriend. they don't mean that. Or if they do, that's really sad.
Seriously.
That's really sad, man.
You know what is crazy, though? Like, acknowledging if you like country music. I feel like there's a lot of closeted country music fans. And then, or they might just be like, I only like Tim McGraw and that's it. You know what I'm like, okay.
Or there's that group of, like, I like all music. I like everything but country.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That used to be me. I will admit
that. People put it in the closet, like, for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Do you like, are you like, oh, I like it, fan. But I'm like it, but
I'm not a
Tim
super
McGraw.
Country fan.
What type of country?
Only certain ones are acceptable.
Because there's a certain.
Which is true.
You know, this country is like, there's eras.
I don't know
eras
all
of
the
country.
Names of the acts.
Because you go from like, even like Willie Nelson early country to like Johnny Cash or some people in between. I don't know any names. But
Yeah. It speaks to me now.
Do you like,
you know, back then when I was a young hothead, you know, hip hop and rock and all that heavy metal, that's because, you know, you're rebelling.
Yeah.
But then as I got older and just chilling with life, and then it spoke to me. And so,
because now I'm a country fan, but
I used to be one of those guys though that was like, I like everything but country.
I like everything but country.
That's like a very common answer.
Yeah. Now me personally, I'm just like, I can't even say I like everything. Because to me, saying you like everything is like, I don't know. I can't follow like a genre. You know what I mean? I like following the artist.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? So it's like people would say like, oh, you like punk music. That means you'll like this. What if I don't like it? And they'll be like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I thought you liked punk music. No, I like this band.
I'm totally becoming that way as well. And actually, what's funny is I have always been the biggest hip hop rap guy.
Yeah. I mean, you have the persona. That you can do that.
A little bit. But I like the swagger.
But you know, you can tell.
That self-confidence.
But you can tell. I feel like you can tell what a person's, what music they're into, literally by what they wear.
True.
You know what I mean?
Their style,
come to that
the
point.
Way they can handle themselves, their acts.
Yeah.
But I used to be the biggest hip-hop guy. And now these Twitter, well, not Twitter, but ringtone rappers now is what they've been nicknamed.
Who's a ringtone rapper?
Soulja Boy. But actually, Soulja, some of Soulja Boy's stuff, but there's like this guy, Raish Murda, these, the Future. I don't even know half these guys.
Are these people the Future?
Yeah, his name's the Future.
Oh, man.
He's a producer, beat guy, but just, okay. It's just, what are you saying? No. They're not even saying anything.
What is that?
What are you saying? That's music?
They're just like a couple beats. Like they just have a hook.
They have a beat and a hook, and that's it. But they're not saying anything.
But you know that. See, but that's like the.
That's what
it's trash now.
That is.
That's what sells now. I mean, kids don't have a long attention span. So then, if they just are like, then they're like, yeah.
See, and that. See, to me,
it used to have a message.
I'm not gonna lie. To me, even though that's a reason why I love. Listen to Dr. Dre and stuff back then because they were telling the story still.
Exactly.
Or
Slick
they were
Rick.
Or they were literally talking about somebody.
They actually did. They were living the life.
They were living the life and they're saying raps against somebody, but at least that's a motivation behind that. But like if you're now it's just like let's choose five words.
I'm saying
and then and make it into a hit
and say
hook.
It every second. Mm-mm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even listen to hip-hop stations anymore. It kills me. And I used to...
That's
used to be
sad,
my ish.
Though. I feel like that's... Yeah. I feel for you. Everything's, like, becoming really minimalistic. And on one sense, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's kind of cool that you can focus on just, like, that beat and stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, on another sense, I'm like, there's not really any content. It's all fluffy.
Exactly.
It's not just hip-hop. It's, like, a lot of things are turning into
very
that.
Very true.
But there's also that other...
Commercial.
There's also that other side of, like, when they are trying to say something or if it's, like, a message, it's hit really heavy.
Yeah.
Like, this is the song about my fallen... You know what I mean? And you're like...
Way too much.
Or, like, Beyonce has a background that just is feminist.
Yeah. It's not
I'm like,
even...
oh, now we know what you are.
Yeah. It's not even a...
like, it's like, please hit me over the head with that.
It's stuff like that. Like, little messages like that. Even when I'm looking at, like, Instagram where legit, it'll be like, try to find an example. Maybe it's just a picture of a girl's ass, uh-huh. right? And then they'll have a poet, like, so they will do some poetry lines underneath, like, do you want to see, you want to be free beyond the light of the fantastic or something like that? Or like,
oh
or
gosh,
like,
she
travel through my butt.
Or it's like, or like they're just, or they post a photo and it's like her art, her face, and she's like wearing basically nothing with hair in her face. And she's like, let me free beyond the trees, or she never knew, he never knew the day was right until, you know what I'm talking about? You've seen
totally,
that.
Is that like a naked poetry?
I'm like, what the fuck? You know, but you know what's so funny? It's like, you look at the image and you're like, you're not saying shit except look at my titties.
Exactly.
I mean? It's like, what? It's like, you want to add.
She's talking about the light beyond the trees.
Yeah, but you know, you see it. We've all seen it. And I'm like, that's totally. What it's becoming. It's like, so when they think they have a message, they're not really sending the right message.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the world, man. That's the misguided youth. I don't know. It's entertaining because, like, you know what? To me, at that point, it's like getting tattoos you don't want because you're not gonna be able to erase those. Or yeah, you could try, but exactly. It's still gonna be around.
I what I've learned though, because I was blanketly saying all new music, all new hip hop is terrible when I had like posted that to Twitter.
Yeah.
Immediately, I had friends that are like, it's just not in America anymore. Hip hop has gone universal. Well, and they sent me like these links to these international artists. There's like this one South American female who was amazing and they had a message. And there's this actually one compilation song that was done by artists all around the world that reminded me of, I don't know if you remember like back in the day when hip artists like, and actually the We Are the World, when a lot of pop artists banded together. It was something similar to that. And they did, and each, piece had like a different lyric in different languages. Amazeballs.
That's
people.
Cool.
And it's like, you know, hip hop in the US might be going bad on us, but overseas, international, there are new materials of these new artists that are speaking in their native tongue and with a message, and it's just amazing.
And that's
so it gave me renewed faith.
Do you think in the US, so that's just like the beats and stuff, do you think that it's like that so that they can gain more audiences that even don't speak English so that they'll just like what it how it sounds?
Yeah.
So
that is the
most.
You
got a catchy beat. We got you.
Yeah.
they can get you.
That's where I mean. That's really what it comes down to. But also, you brought up a good point of like, you know, there are other there outside. When we get older, we start to realize, hey, there's more than just America.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
there's a lot more of people are very just we're in America.
But also, like in a way, like when you're young, it's like very few people be able to reach out. They're just too busy going to school and seeing what's on MTV and stuff like that. When's the last time you watched MTV?
Wow. Actually, you know what?
Did you watch the VMAs or any of that stuff?
I have not, but a couple nights ago, I did watch Catfish. Going back to me saying Catfish earlier.
Catfish, the TV show?
I do watch Catfish. That's, I think so, it's very interesting.
I remember
how
watching...
people still, to this day, just fall in love online, not having met them, just through straight conversations on Facebook and Instant Messenger, and just get so involved.
I mean, it goes to show that, like, really, when you're by yourself, you can make a whole entire vision in your head.
Yes.
Which is what people probably do that to us. They see us doing all these things.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, they're probably, like, super busy and untouchable, and I don't want to talk to them in person because they're super important. And I'm like, no.
That's why I find it so fascinating, because we, as people that are trying to tell a story, whether it be through our art, our comics, our films, how these people get affected by that. And
yeah.
How the mind works on that. That's what intrigues me so much about it. So
I find it, like, you know, if ever whenever someone's always like to me, like, oh, he's like, you're doing all this stuff and I wish I can do what you're doing, and I'm just like, well, you can.
Yeah.
I don't see why you can't. It's all really up to you.
Exactly.
You know, I don't that's it.
I feel like I'm my own worst enemy. I'm also my biggest champion. You know, my family and my friends, they all champion me and, you know, push me and provoke me to just work harder and better. But I have to be that for myself, you know.
Yeah.
They are going to push, but then you actually have to do it.
And that's the main thing.
Well, it's good you have that network backing you up, too.
Yeah. I'm blessed.
And sometimes the hate.
Thank you.
Sometimes
hashtag
the hate.
Blessed.
Hashtag blessed. You are blessed. You guys are amazing. And I want to push you guys. And
I'll never tell the internet what my feelings are. That's really what it comes down to.
The only way you can really get Joe's feelings is on this podcast.
That's true. That's the only way. Everything else is, like, subversive and cryptic.
And to take that blessed even further, I actually will share a little private story about myself, which really is my motivation.
Okay.
And this was on an interview I did way back when, but I haven't talked about it in a while.
But now you can refine it.
Yeah, an updated version.
Update it. And I don't think you guys are aware of it. And this is what makes me who I am and the charity and everything that I am now. When I was in the military, actually, even after rewind it back even further, before I went into the military, I had scholarships for my writing. I was in choir pretty much all throughout my middle school career, and I used to write music.
Like for singing? And
yeah, I used to be a music guy. Like,
I didn't know that.
And I don't think you ever knew that. Exactly why I wanted to bring it up. We were like boys, we had a boys quartet, and I used to, you know, Silk, Shy, Jodeci were like my influences.
Oh, yeah.
R. Kelly. I'm Filipino, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love to write ballads and love songs, and that's what we love to do.
I still don't understand that. Maybe that's why I rebelled against it, because I heard so much of that.
In my clique, in my area, that's what we did. And
like the four of you just hitting some, like, Tony stuff.
Tony, some portraits, some high fives.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I was all about music, had scholarships for that. And
what about Boys to Men?
Boys to Men is the pinnacle. That was all
who
were.
Can't forget about Boys to Men.
End of the road.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Taking me back. And then also at the same time, I was all about my art. I would draw in a doodle pad every day to refine my art. Practice. Look at a tree, still life, just everything. Work on that. So all that at the same time. But I ended up joining the military. And then when I went into the military, I felt like, even though I had scholarships, but I was in fear of, you know, beyond just scholarships that would take care of some of the school. You had lodging, you know, books.
Yeah.
I was afraid of college. You know, at the same time, I worked hard to get the scholarships to get it. And then at the same time, it was all of that. And then also had family that was, I was fourth generation military. So, and they were always pushing me to join the military. So it was just all of that. And then having a couple friends that were going in, you know, combination of things, you know, and being young, impressionable, and 17, 18, you know, let me just do the military.
Yeah.
Went into the military, and
that's where you got your haircut now.
And I kind of kept the haircut. I like the hair. I used to have it, you know.
Short and tight.
Yeah, sure. It looked better on me, I thought. I looked too much like Ralph Macchio, like all the rest of us Filipinos. It didn't look right. I looked like a beetle, monkey. That's what I looked
like. And yet,
like.
That's what I pushed for.
Much love and respect. It looked good. I thought it when I looked at it, yeah. Went into the military, and just when I went into the military, you became a soldier. I was just in the Navy, so you're a sailor, but you're a person, and which is what you need to do. And when you go into that, you are one of many, you're a team, but you lose a kind of your identity in a way.
Yeah.
And which is...
You're saying you become a number? Is that what you're saying?
To me, I felt like I became a number, which is part of the system.
Yeah.
And so that was just very depressing. To be a creative soul, an entity, to then just become that.
Now you're a pixel in the picture.
Exactly.
And a lot of the cartoonists back in the day used to be in the military.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, like Will Eisner even.
Eisner, Kirby, mm-hmm. a lot of the greats.
That's where you come from.
I know. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
But that's why I wanted to get out.
Yeah.
But it was all that. I joined the military, lost that, so that was hard on me. And then relationships that I was in, you know, been here in the Navy, you know, you're going from place to place. And then I had a friend that passed away. But there was just like a combination of things. A couple friends back at home.
Okay.
While I was out in the Gulf and hearing about friends that passed away back home. Mm-hmm. And one night while I was in the Gulf, I was on watch and I was on the back of my ship. I had found out that my girlfriend... was messing around with my friend.
What?
Now. Yeah.
Betrayal.
Betrayal.
Damn.
So betrayal and the loss of a friend like 2 weeks prior to that.
That's not a good feeling when you're like when you have a significant amount of distance and you can't come back.
I'm saying,
you know what I mean? You don't have control of your travel, so you're just like a witness to this, you know?
I lost a friend. I lost my friend to a girl, you know what I'm saying?
And, sometimes that's the same.
Just all of that, you know? And pulled the blade out and I almost ended myself. And
I like that. I was enjoying that phrasing. You almost ended yourself.
Yeah.
You
almost, it's like a video game.
You almost terminated your own contract.
I'm saying, you know, but I grow strength in that now, and that's why I wanted to bring that up. But at the lowest point, in my life, I decided I'm not going to let it get me.
How far did you get? You just took the blade out? Did you start to cut? You have a scar?
I at one point I did, but yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Scars heal, right?
Well, no, the scars isn't there anymore. It was I don't even know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I had like cut a little bit everywhere. I didn't know where to cut. You know what I'm saying?
You're just like, I just keep on. Yeah. Something's going to happen. Oh, but I got to get this blood out of me.
And I had just got mad depressed and, you know, almost did it.
Yeah.
Reported myself to the officer of the deck. They then put a suicide watch on me, took me off duty.
Oh, gosh.
And they had to basically watch me up until we got back to Norfolk. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go to Portsmouth Naval Hospital until I was cleared. You know,
oh, wow.
I had to seek help. And but I, at that point, though, I knew I'm not ever going to get to the lowest point. But I've now taken that, you know, all my potential, everything that I was, I'm now going to live. And now everything that I've now accomplished in my life, like, I'm still amazed that I have that.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I'm blessed. Like, I'm an actor. I've actually worked. I'm SAG-AFTRA actor. I've made films.
You're a Winter
I've
Soldier,
made
man.
A comic book. I have a web series. I am
you're
so absolutely blessed in my life.
And you know what's
and
crazy?
I'm honored. I'm here on your show doing this.
I mean, come on.
Every day I wake up, I'm just thankful that I'm here because I could not be here right now.
It's crazy because I have heard stories, accounts of people that have like jumped off bridges and been saved by boats and other people down there. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, they didn't die, I guess, head first, you know, going into rocks or something, but they were saved.
Yeah.
And the first thing that they say when they like have jumped, they were like, man, I wish I didn't do that. You know, so it's always like this regret.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have that, like when they attempt to, and then it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I'm still alive. So it gives you
you're
more
thankful.
Meaning for
exactly.
life even.
Yeah.
And that's what has pushed me to where I'm at now and why I do what I do and why I try to give back and try to inspire. And that's what makes me who I am now.
Yeah. And also, you know, I know it's like that was a downtime for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, your girlfriend messed you up at that time and like you have the right to feel that way, of course, but you can't let one person in this world get you down,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even like, you were saying earlier, like some guy who's like trashing your organization. It's like, that might be his opinion. Maybe he wants attention or something. Who knows what he needs in his life to like contact you and do that, you know?
Because
so, like,
usually they need something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the thing is like, I always have to remind myself too. It's like, that's just one person. Like, think of how big this world is. Like,
exactly.
And there's plenty more to live for than that one person.
You're right.
So. It's just amazing. But it is amazing how one person can get you down.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, it's
and I
hard.
Try to pride myself to be thick-skinned as well here and there, but just every now and then. And that's why I think I'm my own worst enemy. No one can really get me but myself. It's only when that guy can talk all he wants.
Yeah.
But it's only when I allow myself to then listen to it and take it in that.
But then you can have like 50, 100, 200, 500 people
yeah.
like be like, oh, what? is up with this guy? You know, yeah. Like, so it's like one verse. I've heard celebrities too talk about that, like with their tweets. They'll have like a million people being like, "I love you, you're the best. I love your movie. This music's the best. I love it." Like, so they get all these positive comments, and then they get one person that's just like, "You suck." You know, whatever they say, and it's like that ruins them.
Yeah.
But it sucks that one person can down somebody that already has like a zillion
people who are loving what they do. Because you're pouring your heart into what you're doing, you know? Yeah. You're bearing your soul.
That's the artist's struggle, dude.
It's funny because even when I look at like Amazon, like, what's it called? The reviews.
Yeah.
All I do is look for the bad ones.
Yeah, all I do
is look for those bad ones because those are the ones like, so, you know, it's funny because after a certain amount of praise, it's like you need that one that'll push you to the truth.
Yes.
And sometimes, because even when I'm looking for responses from, like, say, a film or something like that, you do want to have that perspective of, like, someone who doesn't
agree.
Because you sort of need that, in a way.
Yeah, you need
that push.
It needs it.
You need to get pushed somehow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If anything, it's, like, just use that one person's comments to just, like, make yourself better. And, like, you don't need them, you know? That's really what it comes down to. But it is kind of interesting to see, like, the negative comments. Like, and the same thing with, like, you know, we were talking earlier about Fantastic Four. Yeah. Pretty much 95%, like, unsatisfied. You know, that's like a pretty bad ranking, honestly.
Yeah.
And I probably won't see the movie, honestly, because of that. It's so much of a gap that, like, I usually don't care what other people think. But if it's that much outstanding of a gap, then I'll be like, it's probably not worth my time. At least not to see it in theaters.
But hopefully that sends a message to Fox, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why when I was going back to saying I think it's good that they did do that. But at the same time, like I said, it's not the worst superhero movie.
Yeah,
movie,
yeah.
But sometimes you gotta learn the hard way, right?
But
you
even like
Fox the hard way.
Like there might be a restaurant that's questionable, and you're like, well, I haven't been there, so I can't really say for sure. But then if you go on their Yelp and it's like not looking so good, it's like, should I really try this?
I always try to give everything once.
The only problem I have now, or it's not the only problem, but one thing that it's really tough to gauge on is when people are like, well, it's not the best movie ever. I'm like, there is no best movie ever.
Yeah,
man.
Like, what would that even be?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not the best thing I've ever seen. It's like, are you supposed to see the best movie you've ever seen,
like,
every single time?
Everything like James Cameron, people
I hate
always
to see
like
the best movie I've ever seen.
People are always like Titanic, Avatar, it's the best. But then there's a whole bunch of people that are like, oh, I hate Titanic. Or even Avatar. So whatever. There's something for everyone.
Totally.
But there is something to be said that all these things that have such a strong fan base,
because
that's some, like, even Firefly, you know, that got canceled after a season and they still have a strong fan base to this day.
Yeah.
And it's been
a lot of brown
coats
out there.
A lot of brown coats
over a decade.
Yeah,
like, to me that there's something there. So it's like in my head,
I haven't
I'm like
watched it yet though. I ain't gonna lie.
Why
you didn't watch Firefly at all?
I have seen Serenity.
Do you have it packaged up, like, waiting for you at home?
I do have that in the wrapper too. That I haven't watched yet because
I dig
watch it with your.
I haven't watched Doctor Who, Breaking Bad. There's so many
That's
great
okay.
shows that
There's
I haven't seen yet.
There's a lot to keep up
don't,
with.
Don't watch Breaking Bad,
but I'm
daughter,
looking forward to it. It makes me something to look forward to.
Don't watch Breaking Bad with your daughter, but you can watch the other ones with your daughter. That could be
okay.
That can be
Firefly. I can watch with my daughter, right? Because it was on TV. So
yes. Yeah, it was on Fox.
Good. Yeah. Well. Fox sometimes can be
questionable.
No,
they hit or miss.
No, but you pretty much, I feel like if they got rid of it, that's because they didn't know. That's why Fox just doesn't know what to do with quality.
Yeah, see, there's
that
stuff like that I'm like, how
some good stuff
that
gets
not saying that I would never work for Fox.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not gonna knock.
You gotta give a chance to
company.
I think I can. I think I'll be a good addition to the Fox crew. I'll be able to connect with the audience like they're able to do. Maybe that's what it is. You know,
totally.
We both can. We can bring content to them that they need.
Exactly.
I don't even know what's on Fox right now. I don't even know what's
Simpsons?
Simpsons?
Simpsons is still around and kicking.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Yeah.
I guess New Girl?
New Girl. They've kind of fallen off, though. Recently.
Have they really? That's what I heard.
I love New Girl.
I guess they technically fell off when I fell off.
And actually,
off.
I don't even know where they're at now.
Does it matter? It's a sitcom, right? They can just bring them back in. But man, when it was
but
good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
well,
but when I
they got
it,
the two of them together. And then they brought him back. Oh, you haven't watched
No, you
that?
Saw that.
I don't even know where we are, honestly.
We're past that part.
We haven't seen like the whole season.
I've seen it.
But they brought him.
But it's the Rachel and Ross thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like, well, it's like, well, you know, you should have just, that when the tension's there, that's when you get the most drama, the most excitement.
Yeah. I like when she says that Nick Miller is a turtle face.
Yeah.
I just love every single character on that show. It's just amazeballs.
Yeah.
I love the interactions. It's, yeah. But then with going back, they brought him back together. I don't know. Oh, I feel like I'm spoiling, and like you didn't want to spoil it.
I mean, I actually don't even know where I last left off, honestly.
I feel like when that show was, when it was hot, man, it felt really good to watch that. It was a feel good show.
Relatable,
you know.
Totally.
Then I think maybe people just got Zoe'd out. Maybe they got Zoe'd out.
It seems like they forgot. They didn't know what to do. They brought them together. Then they separated them. And then they just kind
of... It's just a bunch of back and forth.
Yeah.
But they have so many other characters, though. Like, after a while, I wasn't always thinking this is a Zooey Deschanel show, you know? Like, that other guy, Max.
Yes.
That guy.
Yeah. Who used to be big and then he's smaller.
Who, Schmidt?
Yeah.
Who? Schmidt.
Schmidt. That's my guy.
From Veronica
and
Mars?
And now he's like selling McDonald's or something now. Yes. I've seen him in McDonald's commercials.
And I was crushing on Hannah Simone, who...
Oh, yeah.
Zoe's friend.
Follow her on Instagram, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Does she post pictures of her butt with
poetry? No, she's very conservative.
She posts pictures of her bangs or...
Okay, that's good. I respect that. Heads up to her. High five, girl.
Yeah, I dig her a lot.
She doesn't lay down the poetry
she's
or
not
the cryptic,
her character
cryptic message.
She's real laid back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm digging that. But that guy who's, I guess, well, his real name is Max something. Have you seen Let's Be Cops? Yeah, Schmidt and Nick Miller are in Let's Be Cops.
Oh, yeah.
That's a movie where everyone's like telling us that movie sucked. Remember it had like a 1-star rating?
Yeah.
Remember? And then we're like, well, okay, let's watch it. It was fucking awesome.
It was actually really good. I've talked to other people
enjoyable.
And they said it was good.
I have
good.
To say, I'm going to have to go flip-flop on that one. I didn't like it too much.
But like, see, we only have 5 minutes to talk about it, but like, let's think about this.
I'll have to watch it again.
To me, turn off the brain and then let it ride.
You got to sometimes.
That's it.
Yeah, I enjoy
that's the
it.
Same
totally.
Thing.
I agree.
It definitely wasn't a high class thing.
Because when people were like, "Oh, you watch Hercules, the Journey, the Kevin Sorbo one," people were like, "Why do you watch that? This is not." I was like, "Dude, it's a freaking
popcorn,
break, man.
Yeah,
they know what it is.
Yes,
and they just really hit it hard. You know.
So Patrick, I want to know, like, what are your, I guess, most loved things that you like to keep in the closet that you really don't want people to know about?
That's what we're gonna end the show on. We have 4 minutes. What's really in your closet?
In my closet?
That you would never really want to acknowledge that you
the
like.
The strange secret of Patrick Strange.
Wow, that's a big one. I don't...
Barbies?
There's nothing I'm ashamed of, so...
Yeah, lay it all out there. But you know, like, there's all the stuff that you're like, people would be shocked to know that I like this.
I don't know. You're looking at me like I didn't answer.
No, I'm trying to think. Film, TV,
anything.
Cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, like anything pop culture.
The one that has the most hate, pretty much,
yeah.
I guess.
Like something that people would never know.
Well, because I'm a father, I watch everything my daughter watched.
That's healthy.
I like everything on the Disney Channel. I enjoy all the stuff that we watch on there.
Uh-huh.
Bunked, Jesse.
Do you watch Girl Meets World?
Girl Meets World is a good show. I love that.
I love that show too.
Yeah, totally.
I don't even have kids.
It's a good show. I like it's good entertainment.
Yeah.
They Casey always, Undercover.
They always tell them they have a moral of a story every single time. And
yeah.
I think that's cool that you watch with your daughter.
Liv and Maddie.
Dude, like, these names, man. I would love to just sit there and be thinking up all these names for Disney shows.
I want to make those type of shows, too. I think I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, I can make that good, wholesome family entertainment.
You should shoot a pilot of one, just so you can do it. Wholesome. That's a different angle.
Totally, and I'd love to be a character on one of those. But, yeah, I'm all about it.
So you got nothing to hide.
Disney I can't think Channel. Of anything juicy.
Nothing to hide.
Something juicy. Because I do New Release Wednesday show.
Juicy.
I don't read everything that you. I fake it till I make it on some of those picks.
Totally fine.
But also, how could you read it if it just came out like before your recording?
That is true. But I do get stuff in advance, so I have the opportunity.
I feel like that's. I don't feel like he's a fraud now. You know, like I feel like that's fine because, first of all, whenever I go to shows, there's always people that like Doctor Who and Star Trek, Star Wars, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. That's great. But I'm like, how do you have time for all that?
Seriously.
Speaking of new release, let the world know. Where can we watch it? Where can we find it?
Okay. Thank you very much. Again, Carolyn and Joe, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. YouTube.com/New Release Wednesday. Please subscribe to us on our channel. We try to bring you new content every week. Well, we actually do have new content coming to you every week. The New Release Wednesday show drops every Monday. And then throughout the week, we have interview coverage, some a ton of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. We have reviews that we do on comic books. But youtube.com/NewReleaseWednesday. We also have a Facebook page. Please like us. But my heart, my soul is Cost Love as well. And that's our charity organization. You can follow our adventures on our Cost Love page, Team Cost Love, facebook.com/Team Cost Love, and find out about all the different events we do. And if you'd like to join us and go meet these kids and entertain these families at these schools and hospitals that we do, you can, you know, go to the Cost Love page. We have a private group that we organize through Facebook for different events, and we'd love to have you and go put these smiles on these kids' faces.
Do you guys have an Instagram?
We don't have a Cost Love Instagram.
I think you should start an Instagram.
Start an Instagram.
Because that's like such a convenient... That's where everyone's at.
True. We should to just get pushed it out even further.
Yeah.
So much time in the day. I need to learn to delegate. That's also my problem too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm learning too. We got different people.
Yeah. You got a team coming. Team Cost Love.
And we got a team. It's just, and I need to push it out to the team. Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome. I love
you're
man.
Awesome.
I love you, dude. I love you, man.
I love you, man. And I love you, girl.
This show is brought to you by Stray Productions, StrayProductions.com. Check out my work, JoeCarbeo.com. Also, GoStray.tumblr.com. Also, 1-shots.com. Carolyn, what do you have?
I have a website. It's CarolynBelevsky.com. And check out my comic strip, Curls, at Curls-studio.com.
And you can watch... or listen. You can just listen to this show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and CarolynAndJoeShow.com. Patrick, awesome, man.
Awesome
to have you here. First time on this show. Hopefully not the last.
Appreciate it.
And Carolyn, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. Everybody knows
now. Catch you all later, everybody. Have a good night or a good day.
Adios.
Be excellent.